This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
May Allah forgive you, insha'Allah. Actually, no. It's may Allah forgive you. You see, when it comes to the things that we intend to do, we say insha'Allah only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. But when you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for something that you know is good, there are no ifs and insha'Allahs. It's simply, oh Allah, give it to me. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full certainty. You're asking a Lord who told you that He loves to forgive. So don't say, forgive me, insha'Allah. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who told you that He guides those who seek it. So don't say, guide me, insha'Allah. Say, oh Allah, forgive me. Say, oh Allah, guide me. Say, oh Allah, give me. Unlike istikhara, there is no need to put a conditional if with something that you know you should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. In fact, subhanAllah, think about it. 17 times a day we say, ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Not, please guide us to the straight path if you will. Guide us to the straight path, O Allah, with a sense of dependence, but also a sense of insistence. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لَا يَقُلْ أَحَدُكُمْ أَلَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي إِنْ شِئْتَ إِرْحَمْنِي إِنْ شِئْتَ رُزُقْنِي إِنْ شِئْتَ وَلْيَعْزِمْ مَسْأَلَتَ. The Prophet ﷺ said, none of you should say, O Allah, forgive me if you wish, or bestow your mercy upon me if you wish, or provide for me if you wish. But instead, he should be firm in his request. And he said, subhanAllah, in one narration, وَلْيُعَظِّمِ الرَّغْبَةِ, that let one ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great hope, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not think that anything that he gives is too great to give his servant. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ لَا مُكْرِهَ لَهُ, that verily he already does what he wills and no one can force anything upon him. SubhanAllah, there is a lot that's actually implied in this. And Al-Qadhi Iyad rahimahullah, he says that just like it would be bad adab to not say insha'Allah when you say that I'm going to do something, say I will do something insha'Allah, it's also bad adab to put insha'Allah in dua for two reasons. He says the first one is that it's totally unnecessary because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already will do what He wills. And you are implying that there may be some sort of hesitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or lack of an ability to carry out that decree or to carry out that dua. The second reason, he says, is actually a sense of self-sufficiency. He says that when a person says, in shi'ta, if you will, that it implies that you have some sort of independence from Allah's decree. Meaning you're saying that you can technically do without the thing that you're asking for, but oh Allah, if you will, can you also give this to me? And he's saying instead, when you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with desperation. You are begging for it and you are determined to get the answer. So there is no contradiction between the brokenness and the vulnerability that we approach our dua with and the conviction and the certainty that we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer that dua. And that is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah has said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِي, that I am what my slave thinks of me and I am with him when he calls upon me. And so in the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ties a good opinion of him with certainty in dua when you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, there's a question that comes up, especially when we're talking about istikhara. Okay, at what point is my istikhara not bearing fruit anymore? At what point do I move on? And the reality is ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. The Prophet ﷺ said, call upon Allah while you are certain. Every single dua has a certain yield, so long as a person is certain in the one who's granting that yield. And so if you made istikhara for something 100 times, and the answer was actually rejection, it's merely rejection of the way that you thought it would be best to manifest itself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have raised you 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 ranks in Jannah by that istikhara while also giving you something better in its place. So there is no such thing as a fruitless dua. And a person should not have a sense of hesitation when they approach their dua and say, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting tired of hearing me say this dua over and over again. And someone's saying, wait a minute, you know, do you hear what you're saying? Yes, even the Prophet said, Inna Allah la yamallu hatta tamallu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tire of forgiving you until you tire of seeking His forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal does not tire of answering you until you tire of asking Him. And so you should never think that, you know, maybe I've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too many times for something, or maybe at this point I should tone down my dua. You should elevate your dua. You should raise your dua. You should have confidence in your dua. The confidence is not that the outcome will be as you wanted it to be. The confidence is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the best outcome based upon His knowledge, His wisdom, His power. And with that, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for all of the times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected what I wanted from my dua and gave me something so much better in its place, even if I did not make the connection with those two things. And then there's another thing that the scholars mention, that sometimes a person approaches dua with this hesitation because they think, maybe I'm too sinful. Like, maybe the reason why my du'as are not manifesting in the way that I wanted them to manifest is because, you know, I'm struggling with this and I'm struggling with that. You have all these great Muslims that are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there's an element of hesitation like, oh Allah, if you will, oh Allah, if you want, oh Allah, I know I don't deserve it. And subhanAllah, all of that is also a bad opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah does not need you to be perfect in order to answer you. Allah doesn't need you to be an angel to answer you. And Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he has probably one of the most beautiful commentaries on this hadith. He says, لَا يَمْنَعَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ مَا يَعْلَمُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. No one of you should ever find hesitation in their dua because of something they know about themselves. And he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَجَابَ دُعَاءَ شَرِّ الْخَلْقِ إِبْلِيسَ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah answered the dua of the worst creation, may Allah curse him, Iblis, when Iblis said, قَالَ رَبِّي فَانْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. When he said, oh my Lord, grant me respite until the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ, that you are amongst those who have been granted respite. And that serves as a reminder that no one should feel unworthy and no one should be hesitant when they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is ever ready to hear your sincere supplications, no matter what it is that you are asking Him for, especially when you're asking Him for the things He told you to ask Him for. Guidance, forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. You have a Lord who wants you to know that He is Rahman and Rahim. You think when you knock on the door of a Rahman Rahim, He says, no, I will not forgive you, I will not show mercy to you. So the Prophet is saying, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Don't say, insha'Allah, in shi'ta, oh Allah, if you will, oh Allah, I know, oh Allah, no, oh Allah, give me this, oh Allah, give me that. And even with your worldly requests, you know, when Zakariya alayhi salam, and I want to play a scenario out for you. If Zakariya alayhi salam made that dua in Masjid al-Aqsa, and he was saying, I've never been disappointed by you, O Allah. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. If Allah did not give Zakariya alayhi salam a child, do you think Zakariya alayhi salam would have regretted that dua? Do you think Zakariya alayhi salam would have said, well, I guess he just disappointed me? No, he would have been pleased regardless. But that's the point. Your relationship with Allah should be one in which you go to Him always desperate, yet confident. Always trying to be better, but not waiting to be better to ask Him. And dear brothers and sisters, we should do our best to remove the barriers between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we elevate the acceptance of our dua and our deeds. But at the same time, don't wait to be perfect when you are calling upon the One who is perfect and who never required from you perfection in the first place.